हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। Nachiketaha has already gone to Lord Yama's place. He waited there without eating for 3 days because Lord Yama had gone out. On his return, coming to know of the situation from his family, Lord Yama approached this young brahmachari, a Brahmana brahmachari, Nachiketaha, and he was talking to him. That's where we stopped. There is papapam, a sin called pratyavaya papam or pratyavaya doshaha. Akarane pratyavayaha, which means in not doing what should be done, one incurs pratyavaya papam. Omission of something which is appropriate, which should be done, results in acquiring pratyavaya papam. And making the guest feel dishonored, or making the guest starve without eating in one's house, also will result in pratyavaya papam. Whether we do Atithi Pujanam or not, whether we worship and honor the guest or not, at least we should not make the guest feel hurt or offended or unwelcome. Therefore, it's very important, even though Nachiketaha was offered, they must have definitely, in Lord Yama's place, Yama's people must have offered him food, must have honored him, but still, as a main person towards whom he was sent, he was not there. Therefore, Nachiketaha did not enter into Yama's place. He stayed there and he without eating. Therefore, Lord Yama tells the ninth mantra, Tisro Ratrir Yadavatsir Grihemi. Tisro ratrir yadavatsir griheme anashnan brahman athitir namasyah. Anashnan brahman athitir namasyah. Namaste stu brahman swasti mestu tasmat prati trinvaran vrineshva. This mantra I already read. You've seen the literal meanings also. Tisraha ratrihi yad me grihe avatsihi. You stayed in my house for 3 nights anishnan without eating. Hey Brahman, it's an expression of respectful expression. Hey Brahman, atitihi namasyaha. A guest should be bowed to, revered, honored, namasyaha. Hey Brahman, may swasti astu. May there be auspiciousness for me. Te namaha astu. Let there be salutations unto you. Therefore, tasmat, trin varan vrineshva. Tasmat, Prati Trinvaran Vrineshwara. May you choose three bones, one for each night. That's the meaning. We'll read the Bhashyam. Tisro Ratrihi. Yadi Asmadavat Sihi. Tisro Ratrihi. Tisraha Ratrihi. Yadi Asmadavat Sihi. If we stayed three nights, avatsihi means ushitavan. Ushitavan asi. Ushitavan stayed. Ushitavan asi, you have stayed. Present perfect tense meaning we should take. Tisraha ratrihi yadi asmad. Or yadyasmad. Tisraha ratrihi yadyasmat avatsihi. Avatsihi means ushitavanasi. You have stayed for three nights. Where? Grihe me. Me grihe. So grihe me is equal to mama. Me grihe tisraha ratrihi ushitavanasi. Mama grihe tisraha ratrihi ushitavanasi. You stayed in my house for three nights. How? Anashnan, without eating. Hey Brahman. Here, hey Brahman means, oh, Brahmana boy. The Brahman here is the respectful way of addressing a Brahmana also. Hey Brahman. Atithihi san namasyaha. Even though you are very young, still, Atithihi san, being a guest, namasyaha, you deserve to be bowed to. You must be bowed to. Atithihi san, hey Brahman, Atithihi san, being a guest, namasyaha, you deserve to be bowed to. Means you must be bowed to. Namaskara arhaha. Namasyaha is equal to namaskara arhaha. Namaskara arhaha means namaskaraya arhaha. Namaskara arhaha. Arhaha, one who deserves. Deserves namaskaraya arhaha. One who deserves to be worshipped, deserves for salutations. That's the meaning. Namaskaraya arhaha, namaskara arhaha. So namasyaha means namaskara arhaha, namaskara arhaha. You deserve to be saluted, you deserve to be bowed to, you must be bowed to, being a guest, atithihi san. Tasmat, therefore, are you all with me? Okay. Tasmat, therefore, namaha, namaha, te. So, te is equal to tubhyam. Te, tubhyam in the same, to you. So, namaha, te, namaha, tubhyam. Namaha, tubhyam means salutations unto you. Astu is equal to bhavatu. Got it? Hope you are following the words. Astu is equal to bhavatu. Te is equal to tubhyam. You must know which word is for which word. Namasyaha is equal to namaskara arhaha. Cha, and. Next. Tasmat, therefore. Namaha, salutations. Te is equal to tubhyam, to you. Astu is equal to bhavatu. So let there be salutations unto you. Tasmat, therefore, salutations unto you. I offer my salutations to you. Okay. Next, I'm reading. Hey Brahman, O Brahmana, boy, Swasti. Swasti is the word used in the mantra, is equal to Bhadram. This you all must be remembering. I might have told many, many, many times. Bhadram, Swasti, Sham, Shivam, Shubham, Kalyanam, Mangalam. All these words mean auspiciousness. Swasti is called Bhadram, auspiciousness. May astu. Let there be. May there be auspiciousness for me. May there be auspiciousness for me. See, now in Sanskrit, may is for me. English, may. Okay. Astu is may be. Let there be auspiciousness for me. Tasmat, therefore, bhavato nashanena, bhavato nashanena, mat grihavasa nimitta doshat, bhavato nashanena, mat grihavasa nimitta doshat, tat praptyupashamena. How do you break it? Tasmat bhavataha anashanena, bhavataha anashanena madgriha vasa nimittat doshat tat prapti upashamena. So bhavataha anashanena madgriha vasa, due to here, due to a stay in my house without eating, bhavataha anashanena madgriha vasaha means your stay, madgriha vasaha, mama grihe vasaha. See, mama griham, madgriham, madgrihe vasaha, madgriha vasaha. See how many satpurusha samasas. Mama grihe vasaha, mat griha vasaha. Your stay in my house without eating. Bhavataha mat anashanena mat griha vasaha. Your stay in my house without eating is what? Nimittam, instrumental. Instrumental in causing the doshaha. Pratyavaya papam. The word dosham is pratyavaya papam. Therefore, so your stay in my house without eating is instrumental for the pratyavaya papam on my part. Therefore, tat prapti upashamena. Tat prapti upashamena. So upashamaha means removal. As a remedy, tat prapti upashamena, for getting, for removal of, for the removal of, the attainment of the pratyavaya papam, for which your stay in my house without eating becomes instrumental. Means your stay in my house without eating caused the pratyavaya papam for me, causes the pratyavaya papam. Therefore, in order to eliminate that, praptyopashamena, in order to eliminate that pratyavaya papam, now I offer my salutations unto you. That is the name. பவத்தஹ அனசனேன மத்கிரக வாச நிமித்தாத் தோஷாத் தத் பிராப்தியுபசமேன நமஸ்காரா. That's the name. So I offer my salutations unto you in order to remove the attainment of that pratyavaya papam for which your stay in my house without eating was instrumental. Therefore, I offer my salutations. Is it clear? Okay. So the nimittata dosha means due to the pratyavaya papam, which was due to your stay in my house without eating. So in order to remove it, I offer my salutations unto you. The next, I'm going ahead. Yadyapi bhavad anugrahena sarvam mama swasti syat. Yadyapi bhavad anugrahena sarvam mama swasti syat. See, in these sentences, nothing much from the original verse. Shankara Bhagavatpada adds these sentences just to make it very clear. Yadyapi, in indicable word, even though bhavadanugrahena, because of your blessing, because of your grace, because of your blessing, mama sarvam swasti syat, there would be all auspiciousness for me. There would be all auspiciousness for me because of your blessing. Yadyapi, even though there would be all auspiciousness for me because of your blessings. So syat means would be. Tathapi, even then, அதிக சம்பிரசாதனார்த்தம். See, I do not want to take it as twad, okay? To adhika samprasadanartham. See, prasadanam means tranquilizing, pacifying, prasadanam, pleasing. Samprasadanam, well pleasing. Samprasadam, adhika samprasadanam means more pacification, more tranquilizing, more pacification. Adhika samprasadanartham, for greater pacification, for more pacification, for more tranquilization. Samprasadanartham, anashanena uposhitam ekaikam ratrim prati. Anashanena uposhitam ekaikam ratrim prati. Towards each night you spent without eating. Anashanena, without eating, uposhitam, spent, ekaikam ratrim prati, towards each night you spent without eating. Towards or for each night spent without eating, 3 varan vrineshva. Please choose 3 boons. May you choose 3 boons to towards each night spent without eating. So it implies he stayed for 3 nights. Okay. Abhipreta artha viseshan prarthayasva mattaha. Abhipreta artha viseshan prarthayasva mattaha. Abhipretartha viseshan. Abhipretartha viseshan prarthayasva mattaha. Mattaha, from me, prarthayasva. May you pray for, may you ask. From me, may you ask, may you pray for specific, desired, specific objects. Abhipreta, desired. Artha viseshan, objects of your specification. May you ask for the desired objects of your specification, or may you ask for the objects of your desire, or may you ask for the desired specific objects. Yadyapi bhavadanugrahena sarvam mama swasti syat tathapi twadhika samprasadanartham anashanena uposhitam ekaikam ratrim prati treen varan vrinneshva abhipretartha viseshan prarthayasva mattaha. Is it clear? All kindergarten only. Classes, nothing difficult. Okay, we'll go ahead. Now, 10th mantra. So, already the dialogue between Lord Yama and Nachiketaha started. Nachiketaha tu, Nachiketaha, Nachiketas tuaha. Nachiketas tvaha. If you break it, Nachiketaha tu aha. Nachiketaha tu aha. Nachiketas indeed said. This is Shankara Bhagavad's commentary. Yadi Ditsurvaran. Yadi Ditsurvaran. Nachiketas said, thinking how? Yadi Ditsurvaran. Yadi Ditsuhu Varan. Okay. Yadi, if Ditsuhu, one who is desirous of giving. Ditsuhu means Datum Icha Ditsa. Ditsate Ditsati means desires to give. One desire to give is what? Ditsa. Datum Icha Ditsa. Like Moktum Icha Moksha, Gnatum Icha Jignyasa, Bhoktum Icha Bhuksha, Shotum Icha Shushrusha. It's a desirative word. Datum Icha Ditsa. Yasya Ditsa Asti Saha Ditsuhu. Yasya Ditsa Asti Saha Ditsuhu. Is it clear? Ditsuhu, one who is desirous of giving. Varan Bones. If you are desirous of giving boons, okay. Now he is going to accept Lord Yama's request of asking for boons. Okay. Shanta sankalpa sumana yathasyad. ಶಾಂತ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಸುಮನಾಯಥಾ ಸ್ಯಾದ್ ವೀತಮನ್ಯುರ್ ಗೌತಮೋ ಮಾಭಿಮೃತ್ಯೋ ವೀತಮನ್ಯುರ್ ಗೌತಮೋ ಮಾಭಿಮೃತ್ಯೋ ತ್ವತ್ ಪ್ರಸೃಷ್ಟಂ ಮಾಭಿವದೇತ್ ಪ್ರತೀತಃ. Actually, when the visarga comes, visarga followed by ekara becomes drop. So I'm going to read the mantra as it is first. Tvat prasrishtam mabhivadet pratita etatrayanam prathamam varam vrune shanta sankalpas sumana yathasyad vitamanyur gautamo mabhimrityo ತ್ವತ್ ಪ್ರಸೃಷ್ಟಂ ಮಾಭಿವದೇತ್ ಪ್ರತೀತಯೇ ತತ್ರಯಾಣಾಂ ಪ್ರಥಮಂ ವರಂ ವೃಣೇ ಶಾಂತ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಸುಮನಾ ಯಥಾ ಸ್ಯಾದ್ ವೀತಮನ್ಯುರ್ ಗೌತಮೋ ಮಾಭಿಮೃತ್ಯೋ ತ್ವತ್ ಪ್ರಸೃಷ್ಟಂ ಮಾಭಿವದೇತ್ ಪ್ರತೀತಯೇ ತತ್ರಯಾಣಾಂ ಪ್ರಥಮಂ ವರಂ ವೃಣೇ. So, Nachiketaha was very intelligent, we know very well already, and he makes the best use of this situation, that he did not ask for boons. Lord Yama himself offered 3 boons, requested him to choose 3 boons, therefore, understanding Lord Yama being a Ditsuhu, understanding Lord Yama, that Lord Yama was desirous of giving boons, Varan Ditsuhu, he asks, first he thinks of his father's wellness, father's well-being, and by way of asking for his father's wellness, he himself says that he would be sent back. He did not ask a separate boon. He would be sent back to Bholoka, to his father's place. I mean, he would be sent back because going back from Yamaloka, his appearance might have changed a little bit. So, because it's a completely different loka. And people used to go from one place, other place, stay there for some time and they change. And going away to a different loka, Yamaloka, he must have changed in his appearance. So, first thing, he must be sent back and his appearance must be recognizable. The father should have a good memory. He should remember him. He recognized him and he should not be angry towards him for having come away to Lord Yama's place. And he should talk to him as he was talking to him before, affectionately with love. And he must not be worried about his son. He must be absolutely free from anxiety. He should be free from worries and anxiety. And he must be priest-minded. This is his first boon. So he's saying, Hey Mrityo, look at the second sentence, Shanta Sankalpa Sumana Yatha Syar Vitamanyur Gautamo Mabhi Mrityo Mrityo Ukarantaha Pullingaha Mrityo Shabdaha. So Sambodhana Prathamaya Mrityo Iti Rupam. Hey Mrityo, O Lord Yama, Gautamaha, Vitamanyur Gautamo. The mantra is, the word is Gautamaha is in one of the names of Nachiketa's father. How many names? You're going to see more names, okay? First we know, as a son of Vajasrava, his name is Vajasravasaha. Actually, his name is what? Gautamaha. So, Gautamaha, my father, implies, சாந்த சங்கல்பா யதா ஸ்யாத். யூ பிளஸ் மீ வித் திஸ் போன் தட் மை ஃபாதர் மஸ்ட் பி சாந்த சங்கல்பா. சி, வாட் இஸ் அவர் சங்கல்பா மீன்? சங்கல்பா மீன்ஸ் அ ஸ்ட்ராங் தாட். A strong thought can be of anything. When, before you do the puja, when you intensely, fervently pray for something, that prayer, the fervent, strong, intense prayer, also is a very strong thought. Okay, oh Lord, may this happen. May the result of this puja come to me. Then it's a very strong, intense, okay, thought. A powerful thought, a strong thought, having a prayer. Now, a strong thought, maybe even a worry, sometimes is a very strong thought. I don't know what happened to my son. He went to Yamaloka. How did he go there? How did he get there? What happened to him? What work is given to him? All mothers are worried, the fathers are worried, the children go away from the family. Naturally, you know, this is a very boring anxiety. Therefore, the strong thought of anxiety, strong thought, but, you know, of worry, sankalpa. So, shantaha sankalpaha yasya. So, shanta sankalpaha. The person whose worries become resolved, one whose worries or whose anxiety becomes resolved, is shanta sankalpaha. So literally, we can say what? Shantaha means resolved. Sankalpaha shantaha yasya. The person whose strong thoughts in terms of worry, strong thoughts in terms of anxiety, resolved. He is shanta sankalpaha, a person of resolved worries. Who is free from worries? Shanta sankalpaha, syat, condition number one. Sumanaha, syat, sushtumanaha, yasya. Sushtu manaha yasya saha sumanaha. May my father be a pleased minded. May my father be a person of resolved worries. Vita manyuhu, third condition. Vigataha manyuhu yasmat saha vita manyuhu. Vigata manyuhu, vita manyuhu. The one from whom anger has gone. It means there is anger already. It has to go. So, Vita Manyuhu, the one from whom anger has gone. Vita Manyuhu, Syat, may my father be the one from whom anger has gone. What does it mean? May he be free from anger. Vita Manyuhu, Ma. So may he be free from anger towards me. Abhi ma. Okay, that ma means me. Mam prati. Ma abhi is equal to mam prati. So may he become free from anger towards me. Tat prasrishtam ma abhivadet pratitaha. Pratitaha, as the one who has recognized ma, me, abhivadet, may he talk to me, who would be sent by you, who am sent by you. Prasrishtam. This is the first one. Now he says, Yetat த்ரயாணாம் பிரதமம் வரம் விருணே. விருணே, ஐ சூஸ் திஸ் ஆஸ் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி த்ரீ போன்ஸ். த்ரயாணாம் பிரதமம் ஏதத் விருணே. ஐ சூஸ் திஸ் bone as, or this as the first of the three bones. Trayanam etat pratham varam vrune. I choose this as the first bone of the three. Literal meaning is over. Now we go to the mantra. Okay, see the mantra now. The Bhashya will say, he mrityo கௌதமஹ சாந்த சங்கல்பஹ கம சுமனஹ மா மாம் ப்ரதி மா அபி வீதமன்யுஹ ச ஸ்யாத் பவேத். தென் ப்ரதீதஹ த்வத் ப்ரஸ்ருஷ்டம் மாம் ப்ரதீதஹ அபிவதேத். ஏதத் த்ரயாணாம் பிரதமம் விருணே, வரம் விருணே. ஓகே, நவ் வில் சே பாஷ்யம். சாந்த சங்கல்பா, சங்கர பகவத் பாதா கிவ்ஸ் தி ப்ரைஸ் தி கமெண்ட்ரி ஹியர். சாந்த சங்கல்பா இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு உபசாந்த சங்கல்பா யஸ்ய. உபசாந்த சங்கல்பா யஸ்ய, the one whose strong thought in terms of anxiety has been resolved. Upashantaha. Shantaha, upashantaha mean the same. Yesya, okay. Upashantaha sankalpaha yesya, saha shanta sankalpaha, upashanta sankalpaha. Next word, மாம் பிரதி. மாம் பிரதி, டுவர்ட்ஸ் மீ. ஹி சங்கத்திலே எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ், மாம் பிரதி டுவர்ட்ஸ் மீ ரிகார்டிங் மீ. இமம் பிராப்ய கின்னு கரிஷ்யதி மா புத்ரஹா இதி. இமம் பிராப்ய மோ புத்ரஹா கின்னு கரிஷ்யதி. இமம் பிராப்ய மோ புத்ரஹா கின்னு கரிஷ்யதி. Oh, what will my son do reaching the Lord Yama's place? Oh, what will my son do reaching Lord Yama's place? Oh, what will my son do reaching Lord Yama's place? Imam prapya kim na karishyati ma putraha iti. That anxiety, that worry should be resolved in him. Iti. Saha shanta sankalpaha, may my father become and be free from anxiety without thinking, oh, what my son would do reaching Lord Yama. Okay. Then sumanaha. Now Shankaracharya comments on this next word, sumanaha, is equal to prasannamanascha. பிரசன்ன மனாஹ, சுமனாஹ பிரசன்ன மனாஹ. பிரசன்ன மனாஹ மீன்ஸ் பிளீஸ்ட் மைண்டட். பிரசன்னம் மனஹ யஸ்ய, சுஷ்டு மனஹ யஸ்ய சக சுமனாஹ. பிரசன்னம் மனஹ யஸ்ய சக பிரசன்ன மனாஹ. பிளீஸ்ட் மைண்டட் பர்சன் ச. அண்ட் யதா ஸ்யாத், ஓ லார்ட் யமா, சி தட் ஹவு மை ஃபாதர் வுட் பி பிளீஸ்ட் மைண்டட். மை ஃபாதர் வுட் பி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆங்ஸைட்டி. ஓகே, ஸ்யாத். நெக்ஸ்ட் நெக்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட் வீதமன்யுஹு. சங்கராச்சாரிய ரைட்ஸ் வீதமன்யுஹு. Manyuhu means anger. Vigataha manyuhu yasmat. Already I have said vitamanyuhu. Shankaracharya is vigatarosha. Vitamanyuhu is equal to vigatarosha. Vigatakopaha. Vigatarosha also means what? Kopaha, anger. Vigataha roshaha yasmat saha vigatarosha. The one from whom anger has gone. Which means one who is free from anger. Gautamaha. So, Gautamaha, Mama Pita, my father Gautamaha, O Lord Yama, please see that my father would be free from anger. My father would be pleased minded and free from anxiety. Okay. Ma abhi, mam prati, and towards me. So, please see that my father would be free from anger towards me. Mam prati vitamanyuhu syat yatha syat. You bless me with the boon in such a way that my father would be free from anger towards me as the one who is pleased-minded and free from anxiety. Mam prati mapita gautamaha vitamanyuhu vigata roshaha syat. Okay, next. He mrityo kimcha tvat prasrishtam. He mrityo kimcha prasrishtam. Kimcha tvat prasrishtam. O Lord Yama, kimcha, moreover, tvat prasrishtam means Twaya vinirmuktam. Tvat prasrishtam is equal to Twaya vinirmuktam. As the one released by you, vinirmuktam. Preshitam, sent by you. Prasrishtam is equal to vinirmuktam, preshitam. Tvat prasrishtam, the one sent by you, released by you. Griham prati, towards my home. Mam abhivadet, pratitaha, mam abhivadet. So, mam abhivadet, may my father talk to me. May my father talk to me, or my father should talk to me. I who am sent home, I who am released by you, sent back home by you, my father should talk to me. Okay, next word. Pratitaha. Are you all following? I'm hoping you're all following. Pratitaha. Pratitaha means what? The one, as the one who has recognized. Shankaracharya is labdhasmritihi. See, labdhasmritihi. So, a compound word. Labdhasmritihi yena. So, labdhasmritihi, the one by whom remembrance has been got. The one by him memory has been got. Means, the one who has not forgotten me. The one who has not forgotten, the one who remembers, thereby one who recognizes. Is it clear? Labdhasmritihi. Pratitaha is the mantra word. So Shankaracharya says, Labdhasmritihi. Labdhasmritihi yasya. Or yena. Labdhasmritihi yena. The one by whom memory has been got. Remembrance has been got means Labdha Smritihi means the one who remembers. One who remembers, the one who is able to recognize. Pratitaha, as the one who has not forgotten me, remembers me, thereby one who is able to recognize me. Why? Because when he goes to Yamaloka, when he comes back, maybe he must have changed in his appearance. Therefore he is saying, and how should he recognize me as the one who recognizes me, has recognized me? Sahayevayam putro mama agataha. Sahayevayam putro mama agataha. Sahayevayam putro mama agataha. Sahayevayam mama putraha agataha. Look at this. This is, it is my son who has come back. Sahayeva, that my son who had gone to Yamaloka has come back. Sahayeva, I am Mahaputraha Agataha. This is my son who had gone to Yamaloka and now has come back. Iti, evam, iti, in this manner, pratyabhijanan. Pratyabhijanan means what? Recognizing. Pratyabhijna, recognition. Pratyabhijanan, recognizing. Ityartha, this is the meaning. So what does he say? Recognizing that my son who had gone to Yamaloka is this one now who has come back. Thus, in this manner, recognizing me, he must talk to me. Talk to me who am sent back home, released by you. Okay. Next sentence. Yetat prayojanam. Yetat prayojanam. This is the benefit. Prayanam prathamam. This is the benefit I seek as one of the three boots. Okay. Prathamam means adhyam. Prathamam is equal to adhyam. First. Adhyam means first. Prathamam means first. Prathamam, adhyam, varam, vrune. Vrune is equal to prarthaye. Vrune, I choose. Prarthaye, I request. I choose. Vrune, I choose. Prarthaye, I request. Etat prayojanam, this benefit, as the first boon of the three. Prathamam trayanam prathamam varam adhyam varam etat prayojanam aham vrune. I choose this benefit as the first boon of the three. I request this benefit as the first boon of the three. Yat pituhu paritoshanam. What is the actual, if you want to reduce the all the words to one word, how should it be done? He said pituhu paritoshanam, pacification of the father, pacification of the father, or pleasing of the father. Pituhu paritoshanam, satisfaction, or the pacification, the pleasing of the father. Okay, this is the first of the three boons. Mantra number 11. Mrityurvacha. Now, the following mantra. Mrityu uvacha. Lord Yama said to Nachiketaha. Now, the first boon has been asked already, and Lord Yama, of course, now he gives the first boon. So Lord Yama gives the first boon. That is said in the 11th mantra. Yatha purastad bhavita pratita audalakiraru nirmat prasrishtaha. Yatha purastad bhavita pratita audalakiraru nirmat prasrishtaha. Sukham ratri shaita vita manyustvam dadrishivan mrityumukhat pramuktam. Yatha purastad bhavita pratita audalakiraru nirmat prasrishtaha. Audalakiraru nirmat prasrishtaha. Sukham ratri. Sukham ratri shaita vita manyustvam dadrishivan mrityumukhat pramuktam. Sukham ratri shaita vita manyustvam dadrishivan mrityumukhat pramuktam. Lord Yama says, okay, as you asked, your father would be blessed to with your whatever you asked for him. Okay. Bhavita means would be, will become. Yatha purastad bhavita. Your father would become exactly how he was before you left for Yamaloka. Your father would be exactly how he was before he left for Yamaloka. Pratitaha. As the one who has recognized you, as the one who has recognized you, he would be as he was before. And he says this here, Audalakihi. So, now it is implied here, yes, when you would go back home, definitely your father would recognize you. So, pratitaha, as the one who has recognized you, audalakihi arunihi. Now you are learning new names of Vajasravasaha. You learnt another name. Gautamaha was his original name. As a son of Vajashrava, he was known as Vajashravasaha. And he is also known after his father's name as Arunihi. Audalakihi Arunihi. Four names. Vajashravasaha, Gautamaha, Audalakihi, Arunihi. Four names are of Yachiketa's father. Arunihi. Yatha purastat. Yatha purastat means before. As he was before. Yatha purastat. Audalakihi arunihi. Your father. Pratitaha son. As the one who has recognized you. Yatha purastat. He would be exactly as he was before. Yatha purastat bhavita. He would be. Actually, he will be. But because I put it in a literary place, he will be. Bhavita. He will be as he was before. Yatha purastat bhavita. He would be as he was before. Mat prasrishtaha. Mat prasrishtaha. See, the word prasrishtaha, we have to see the context, in the context. Mat prasrishtaha, it means being blessed by me. As the one who has been blessed by me, மத் மீன்ஸ் மயா பிரசிருஷ்டஹ, மயா பிரசிருஷ்டஹ, மத் பிரசிருஷ்டஹ. காம்பவுண்ட் வேர்ட், ஹவு மெனி காம்பவுண்ட்ஸ் யூ கம் அக்ராஸ். மயா பிரசிருஷ்டஹ, மத் பிரசிருஷ்டஹ. As the one blessed by me, ராத்திரி சுகம் ஷைதா. ஷைதா மீன்ஸ் ரிகாரந்த புல்லிங்க ஷைத்ரு சப்த. ஷைதா மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஹூ லைஸ் டவுன், ஒன் ஹூ ஸ்லீப்ஸ். ஷைதா சுகம் ஷைதா, he would sleep comfortably, peacefully the nights. Ratrihi sukham shayita. So he would spend his night peacefully sleeping. Okay. மிருத்யுமுகாத் பிரமுக்தம் த்வாம், மிருத்யுமுகாத் பிரமுக்தம் த்வாம் தத்ரிஷிவான் வீதமன்யுஹு பவேத். த்வாம் தத்ரிஷிவான், as the one was seen you, த்வாம் தத்ரிஷிவான், as the one who has seen you, released from the mouth, released from the jaws of me, jaws of death. Mrityumukhat pramuktam tvam dadrishivan, as the one who has seen you being released from the jaws of Lord Yama, from the world of Lord Yama, vitamanyuhu bhavet, he would be free from anger. He would be free from anger. Seeing you, Vam Dadrishivan, seeing you as the one who has seen you, released from the world of Lord Yama, he would be free from anger. This is much is the Bhashyam. Yatha Buddhihi, யதா புத்திஸ்த்வயி புரஸ்தாத், யதா புத்திஸ்த்வயி புரஸ்தாத். பூர்வம் ஆசீத், யதா புத்திஹி த்வயி புரஸ்தாத் பூர்வம் ஆசீத். ஸ்நேக சமன்விதா, ஸ்நேக சமன்விதா, பிதுஹு தவ பவிதா, பிரீத்தி சமன்விதா. ஓகே, பிதுஹு தவ பவிதா. சோ தவ பிதுஹு புத்திஹி, தவ பிதுஹு புத்திஹி, யுவர் ஃபாதர்ஸ் மைண்ட் வுட் பி, தவ பிதுஹு புத்திஹி, யுவர் ஃபாதர்ஸ் மைண்ட் வுட் பி how it was before towards you. Puram purastat yatha asit toy, your father's mind towards you would be how it was before. Sneha samanvita, your father's mind would be endowed with affection. Snehena samanvita, snehena சமன்விதா புத்திஹி, ஸ்னேக சமன்விதா புத்திஹி. பிதுஹு தவ பிதுஹு புத்திஹி, ஸ்னேக சமன்விதா, த்வயி புரஸ்தாத் யதா பூர்வம் ஆசீத். யுவர் ஃபாதர்ஸ் மைண்ட் வுட் பி எண்டவுட் வித் அஃபெக்ஷன் டுவர்ட்ஸ் யூ ஆஸ் இட் வாஸ் பிஃபோர். Okay. Then preeti samanvitaha tava pita, preeti samanvitaha tava pita tathaiva Preeti samanvitaha tavapita. Your father who is endowed with love. Preeti samanvitaha. Preetya samanvitaha pita. Preeti samanvitaha pita. Snehe samanvita buddhihi. Snehe samanvita buddhihi. So your father's mind would be endowed with affection towards you as it was before, and your father would be endowed with love. Your father would be loving. Preeti samanvitaha tava pita tathaiva, tathaiva as well. Pratitavan san, pratitavan san. Being the one who has recognized, pratitavan, pratitaha, pratitaha, and pratitavan mean the same. As the one, being the one who has recognized you, pratitavan san, auddalakihi. Okay, now we move to the next word. So your father would be endowed with love. Your father's mind would be endowed with affection towards you as it was before. So, being the one who has recognized you, now, auddalakihi, who is auddalakihi? Uddalakaha yeva auddalakihi. So, who is uddalaka? Vajashravasaha has another name, Uddalakaha. I told in the very beginning. And Uddalaka, he is himself said to be Auddalakihi. Why? Because Uddalakasya apatyampuman Auddalakihi. Auddalakihi can be taken as the son of Uddalaka. So Shankaracharya says, no, Auddalaki is simply mentioned. He is another than Uddalaka himself. So Uddalakaha is also said to be Auddalakihi, Vajasravasaha, Gautamaha, Arunihi. So many names. Okay. Now, why he is called Arunihi? Actually, Rajashrava's original name must have been Arunaha. Arunasya apatyam Arunihi. So son of Aruna is called Arunihi. So this Uddalakaha, Gautamaha, Vajashravasaha must have been a son of Arunaha. Vajasrava. Therefore, he is known as Arunihi. Arunasya apatyam puman. Arunasya apatyam Arunihi. Son of Aruna is Arunihi. Okay. Here, Shankar Bhagavatpada adds a note. What is that? Dvyamushyayanaha va. Dvyamushyayanaha va. Please read it correctly. Dvya. Dvyamushyayanaha va. The doubt may come. A Uddalakaha, we understand. It's all not Vedanta, okay, yet. So we are going out of the track. Some information, some cultural aspects, okay? Uddalaka is a name, and the son of Uddalaka must be known as Auddalakihi. But here the Bhashyam says Auddalakihi and Arunihi. He cannot be a son of two people. He must be a son of only one person only. Maybe he has two fathers. So only just. One must have been his biological father. One must have been his adopted father. I mean, the father who had adopted him as a son. Is it clear? So suddenly just in a doubt is given. Really, Dhyamushyayanaha Dvya Dvyamushyayanaha Va or Dvyamushyayanaha means the one who has two fathers, one biological father. This Uddalakaha, known also as Uddalakihi, Arunihi, Vajashravasaha, and he, Gautamaha, he must have had two fathers. One his own biological father, and one who might have adopted him as a son. So dvya, not dva, please make her the one. Y is missing. Those are following the blue book. D-V-Y, Dvyamushyayana. Dvamushyayana is wrong. D-V-Y, Dvya, Dvyamushyayana. You see, D-V, remote put also A. Samskritam is correct. Dvyamushyayanaha. Dvyamushyayanaha is the one who has two fathers. Okay. But for information, I tell you, Amushyayanaha. Amushyayanaha. The nice word, Amushyayanaha, Amushyaya means one who is of illustrious birth. Amushyayanaha, nice word, Amushyayanaha. Amushyayanaha, the person who is of an illustrious birth or illustrious background, a person who is descendant of an illustrious family is called Amushyayanaha. But here, Dvyamushyayanaha, Dvyamushyayanaha means the person of own biological father and also a person, a son of a person who would have adopted him. Dvyamushyayanaha, Dvya. Even if you say this, you'll have, it's a pranayama, you'll have. Dvyamushyayanaha, Dvyamushyayanaha, va. So Dvyamushyayanaha, is a person who remains as have to one's own father, though adopted by another. Okay, Dvyamushyayanaha. Okay. Why so much of emphasis here? Dvyamushyayana. Why should we know? The problem is he has two names. Arunihi Audalakhi. So, Arunasya Apatyam Puman Arunihi. Uddalakas Apatyam Puman Audalakhi. How can there be two for? Maybe father had two names? Maybe. Anyway, whatever it is. Vajasrava, Vajasravasaha, Arunaha, Arunihi. The original name must have been Gautamaha. Okay, so all is all not relevant for us. Anyway, know this. See, we also have nice, interesting stories. Uparishad Kathaha. Okay? We don't find Kathas in this Upanishad itself. There are many stories of these rishis. And here it's also said, we don't take it very seriously, but for information I'm giving you this information, I'm telling you, dhaumyaha, dhaumyaha. This did nothing to do with the Vyavishyamanaha. Okay? Don't mistake it. Dhaumyaha was a great teacher. And here, this Gautamaha was sent to his Gurukulam to study to the place of Dhaumya Rishi. And when he was studying there as a student, he had to do some sisrusha. I mean, he has to do some service to the teacher. Then what happened that one day he was asked by his teacher to go and stop the leakage of water from his fields. You know, they put bunds to stop the water from flowing from one place to another place. He couldn't stop. So what he did, he himself sat there. He himself stood as a bund. And he stopped the water leakage. So that time onward, he's also known as Uddalakaha. Uddalakaha also means the person who binds the bund. The bund is broken, so the water flows out. And he binds the bund. How? Himself sitting there. Something he did. Therefore, he is called Uddalakaha. Okay? That's another story. We are not interested in really stories, but still we understand it for a change. And suppose, if a person marries a girl from the family where boys are not there to take over the properties. See, in Indian culture, originally, the property should be given only to the son. The daughter will be given enough of everything, and she would be given in marriage to the family where the boy has everything. That's originally, that was the system. Originally, nowadays it's different. And therefore, suppose if there is no boy in the family, only girl is there, and the boy happens to marry that girl, and then the girl family has no sons. Therefore, the boy who marries the girl where there's no boys in the family, and he would have to do the shraddham for that family also. So that means Pitru Karma later on. So maybe he married a girl from the family of Aruna. So he might have become Arunihi. This is another story. Okay. But we don't need all these stories. Okay. Different ones. Now completely out of track. We should just not go to all those things. Let me say, go to next sentence. Mat prasrishtaha. Mat prasrishtaha. Means maya prasrishtaha. Prasrishtaha is equal to anugnyataha. Anugnyataha. Past passive participle. Anugnyataha. Prasrishtaha is equal to anugnyataha. Anugnyataha. So anugnyataha, blessed by me, anugnyataha son, being blessed by me, mat prasrishtaha, being blessed by me, itaraha api ratrihi means all other nights also, sukham, comfortably, happily, peacefully, prasanna manaha, as the one who is pleased minded. As the pleased minded person, Prasanna Manaha, Shaita would sleep. He would sleep. He would be Shaita. Shaita means the one who sleeps. So he would be the one who sleeps, pleased minded, peacefully all nights. Shaita is equal to Swapta. Swapta, Shaita are adjectives. The person who sleeps is Swapta, Swaptru, Shaitru. So he would be the one who sleeps, pleased minded, peacefully all nights. Vitamanyuhu, Vigatamanyuhu cha bhavita. He would become free from anger. Vitamanyuhu, Vigatamanyuhu cha bhavita. He would be free from anger. Syat. Bhavita means syat. Okay. Tva putram dadrishivan. Dadrishivan is equal to drishtavan. Tva putram dadrishivan. Drishtavan. Seeing you, the son, seeing as the one who has seen you, the son, saha, mrityumukhat, mrityugocharat pramuktam. Mrityumukhat, mrityugocharat pramuktam. As the one who has seen you, who has been released, sent from the Lord Yama's place, mrityumukhat, mrityugocharat, pramuktam, santam. As the one who has seen you being released from the place of Lord Yama, he would be free from anger. He would be the one who sleeps peacefully all nights as a pleased-minded person. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.